Howard Stern, Rosie O'Donnell defend transgender Dylan Mulvaney over Bud Light deal. You Wanna Be a Woman? Be a Woman. By David Ng on April 12, 2023. Howard Stern and Rosie O'Donnell have separately defended transgender TikTok celebrity Dylan Mulvaney following widespread public backlash over Mulvaney's promotional deal with Bud Light. In a recent episode of his radio show, Howard Stern responded to Kid Rock and Travis Tritt's decision to push back against Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch. Tritt announced he is no longer having Anheuser-Busch products on his touring hospitality rider, while Kid Rock took a more dramatic approach by shooting up cases off Bud Light in a social media video. "Fuck Bud Light. And fuck Anheuser-Busch. Have a terrific day," Kid Rock said in the video, flashing his middle finger. Howard Stern said he doesn't understand public opposition to a major corporation forcing transgender ideology on its consumers. "I thought there must be a piece of this story that I'm missing," Stern said, according to a Billboard report. "I'm not bothered by gay people or transgender people. They don't impact my life, they don't hurt my life. I love when people are in love. You wanna be a woman? Be a woman. You wanna be a dude? Be a dude. Be whatever you fucking want. As long as you ain't hurting anybody, I'm on your team." Rosie O'Donnell interviewed Mulvaney on her podcast this week. During the episode, she shamed Kid Rock for his act of corporate rebellion. "Kid Rock had to take an assault weapon and shoot the boxes of beer, proving what?" O'Donnell asked, according to a report from 2Fab. "Beer companies have been supportive of the LGBTQIA community for decades. This is not the first time. Who do you think sponsors Pride? Gay people, trans people, we drink beer too, man. Put down your gun, Kid Rock, it's in bad taste. Especially after what happened at the school in Nashville." O'Donnell didn't mention the fact that it was a transgender person who killed 6 people, including 3 children, at the Christian school. Sales of Bud Light have taken a serious hit since the brand teamed up with Dylan Mulvaney. As Breitbart News reported, bars across the country are seeing customers avoid the brand. In one Missouri bar, sales of Bud Light and other Anheuser-Busch beverages have reportedly dropped by roughly 40%. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.